It's a long-term friendship threatening to end. I will not let this happen. I will fight to defend this earth. You are so important to me. I will keep you safe and healthy, and you'll do the same for me. Oh, sometimes I feel like I'm standing by myself, though I know we're all in this together. But hey, let's not talk about global warming, no.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. If you're tired of just talking about the weather, you want to do something about it, well, you're in the right place, because we're talking about citizen initiatives, fighting back, letting the rest of the world know, and our own government in Washington, D.C., that even though our administration, or as someone said, disasteration, is not signing on to Kyoto and not taking its head out of the sand, that's not how the majority of Americans feel. To find out one of the ways that you can register your feelings, we're going to bring in Steve Cochran. He's Director of Strategic Communications for Environmental Defense, to talk about their campaign called Undo It. And I've seen that around a lot, so I wanted to find out how it's going, the petition signing. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
When did you start your campaign? Was it before or after Kyoto was ratified, enacted without us?
It was after Kyoto. It's about a year and a half ago now, I guess. And it was really when we began to, we made a decision a couple of years ago to begin to try to push very hard for legislation at the national level. It looked like for sure that the U.S., given the administration, wasn't going to engage in Kyoto, wasn't going to continue to talk to other countries about how to make progress here. And while we obviously disagree with that point of view, it is what it is. And we also thought that the U.S., even if it wasn't going to engage with the rest of the world, still had the obligation to take its own emissions seriously. And so we've been, along with a lot of other organizations and people, pushing for progress there, and we wanted to give people an opportunity to be a part of it. So that's what Undo It was intended to do.
About how many signatures do you have?
Well, I just looked. 474,126, wow. I think. It grows, and there are other good efforts out there underway as well.
And bring them all on, right?
That's right, exactly right. That's the idea. So.
If you add up all those numbers, I'm sure it'll be one higher than George W. Bush can even count to. Just heard Bill McKibben, the great author and lecturer and global warming activist, speaking at the Bioneers Conference just this past weekend. And among the things he said that, you know, is chilling, and that's kind of one of the ironies about this global warming. You read about it, and suddenly it's just so dire that it is, to put it in a way that I just feel, it's like goosebump material, chilling. Every week there's new stories, new scientific reports in my inbox, and I wonder how come everybody isn't, you know, up in arms and asking what they can do. Maybe these kinds of initiatives are finally waking up the slumbering masses. But back to Bill McKibben's quote, he said, "The bitterest truth is that we can't prevent global warming. The challenge is only how to keep it from getting worse." So Undo It, that's a catchy phrase, if only it were that easy.
That's right. And we actually had a lot of debate with our scientists about whether that phrase was the right one because of just what Bill McKibben said. And in fact, we are going to have a combination of adaptation, as the treaty people call it. And the question is, how much are we going to have to adapt? We just have been through a pretty difficult period down on the Gulf Coast. I actually grew up down there in New Orleans. And the pretty strong science, a couple of different peer-reviewed articles have been published in the last 2 months that don't make the claim at all that we have more hurricanes because of global warming. There are some people who try to put up that straw dog and then knock it down, and in fact, that's not what anybody has claimed.
It's the intensity of the strong hurricanes.
That the storms, in fact, get worse because the water is warmer does seem to be increasingly clear. And so for people who have argued, as the administration and others have, that, well, we just need a good, strong program for adaptation, well, adaptation means dealing with that kind of intensity in those kinds of storms, and I don't think anybody any longer thinks that that's a rational approach. We really have to try to limit the amount of adaptation we have to do.
And where's the website located?
You can go to environmentaldefense.org and get to it that way.
Okay, Steve Cochran, thanks for joining us. He's talking about the Environmental Defense's campaign to combat global warming, one citizen at a time. It's called